Thank of Cardiff, this is Straw.
Hello, I got a loan pre-qualification in the mail.
Okay, sure. Can I start with a 16-digit reservation code?
It's 2311-4201-0053-4992.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. Okay, can you give it to me one more time?
It's 2311-4201-0053-4992.
4992. Okay. 2311-4201-0053-4992.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, perfect. I have a Tila's Creature Comforts.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right, just pulling up the file here. And is this Rena?
It's Tila Stegall. Renee is my middle name.
Oh, I see. Okay. Is your first name Tila?
Tila, yes.
Oh, okay, cool. They just got the two mixed. All right. And then just in case we get disconnected, is this phone number ending in 2028 the best number to get back to you at?
Yes.
Okay. Alrighty. Okay, perfect. I'm just going to confirm a couple pieces of info I have on your business, and then I can answer any questions you might have. Is the DBA name also Tila's Creature Comforts?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay, and then what is the structure of your business? Are you a proprietorship corporation? Okay. And then I have your billing address here is a P.O. Box 7116?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And then how long have you guys been in business for?
Since 2008. August 2008.
2008. Okay. Perfect. All righty. So we have a lot of different programs here at the bank. Why don't you tell me a little bit about what you're looking to do, and I could point you in the right direction.
Working capital, I want to hire a couple employees, things like that, equipment.
Okay. Okay. So working capital to hire new employees.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And how much do you need?
Whatever they can give me, I guess.
Okay. Well, to give you a general idea, what was your gross annual sales like last year?
I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
What was your gross annual sales like last year?
For the year, I think it was like 38 something.
Okay. And how's this year looking for you?
It's going to be better this year.
Better? Okay. So you think maybe tracking like 400 plus?
Yeah, possibly.
Okay. Sounds good. And we can, our rule of thumb here is basically we can generally free up about 10 to 15% of your gross annual sales as the capital. So let's just base it off of the 380 times, let's see here. So on the lower range, we can free up 38,000. On the higher range, we can free up about 57.
Okay.
Okay. Is that something that you want? Or is this within the range that you were looking for?
What is the monthly payment?
Sure. To get like the terms and the hard numbers to look at, I need an application first to take a real time look at your business, and then we can come up with the numbers and you know how much it's going to cost you per month, things like that. So other than that, you also said that you were looking to buy equipment.
Yes.
Okay. What type of equipment?
Grooming tables, new tubs, things like that, so I can hire new employees, just equipment for new people to work with.
I see. Okay. Do you have an estimate on how much that's going to cost you?
Probably about $10,000-$15,000.
$10,000-$15,000. Okay. Each or all of them together?
Should be about all together.
All together? Okay. All right. And do you have a vendor you're looking to buy it from already?
Yes.
Okay. What's the name of the vendor?
It's Pet Edge.
Pet Edge. Okay. Did you buy the last grooming tables from them too?
Yes.
Okay. And are these grooming tables going to be new or used?
They're new.
New. Okay. And how many grooming tables do you already have?
I have two.
Two? Okay. So you will be adding like three, four, something like that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So it would be two. It would be two for the $10,000-$15,000?
Yes.
Okay. Adding two. Just give me a second. I'm just writing some notes. Okay. Okay, perfect. Okay, and then do you already have, like, a quote or invoice from them that you can send over?
For
the grooming tables?
What do you mean?
Like, usually when people buy equipment, they give you, like, an invoice. Let's just say, for example, you know, the model number of the piece of equipment, how much it costs.
I have it all, like, ready to buy, because I don't have the money to do it, but the table
okay.
I bought years ago.
Sure, because we've had both programs, a lot of other people out there. I'm not sure if you're shopping around or not, but they only have one program, which is just the working capital. And so what they will do is they will put your equipment and your capital into one program, and usually the equipment financing is cheaper than the capital. So we actually have two options here. I can split the loan up between equipment financing, which is like a traditional loan. Usually those are cheaper than the capital loan, which is unsecured cash. So it'll be a better deal for you. And in order to do that, well, I just need the quote or invoice from them. And so that's why I was asking if you had that already.
Oh, no, I did not.
Okay, no problem. If you have a ballpark, I can just submit it for now as, you know, the ballpark amount. And then if you could request one from them, that'd be great. And then I can always circle back and get it from you later on.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And are you a, like, a pet grooming salon or a clinic or whatever you guys call it?
Yeah, it's a grooming salon and boarding facility.
Oh, okay. Do you guys also do, like, pet hotel, too, or is just specifically grooming?
Yes.
Sorry, what was that?
Yes, we do.
Oh, you do? Okay, nice.
Yeah, boarding and pet hotel.
Those are usually kind of expensive, huh?
Yeah.
How many pets do you normally have there, like, at all times?
As far as boarding, anywhere from 5 to 8 at any given time. During the holidays, get up to like 16, 17.
Oh yeah, of course, because everyone's out for vacation, so they want to put their pets somewhere. How much do you guys charge, like, a night or a day or whatever you guys calculate by?
$20 per dog.
Oh, okay, it's not too bad. I guess that's better than leaving it with a friend and creating a nuisance for them.
Oh, yeah.
Do you guys only have one location?
Yeah.
Okay, nice. Okay. And are you the 100% owner over there?
Yeah.
Okay. And what type of, like, a return on investment do you think you can you'll be able to generate by adding two new stations?
I'm hoping at least to double it.
Well, that's okay. So yeah, that's true, because you're doubling it from two stations to four stations.
Yeah.
Okay, that's good. Are you going into your busy season now?
No, we are slow season right now.
Oh, really?
But as soon as school gets back in session and people get back to their normal schedules, they'll start picking back up.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Thanksgiving and Christmas, and then the very beginning of summer.
Okay. I would think that right now would be pretty busy for you because of just the boarding part, at least, because people are going on vacation.
Yeah, the boarding is fine, but as far as the grooming goes.
I see. Okay. How many employees do you guys, or do you have?
I only have one other groomer right now, but she's...
Oh. Okay. Would you need to hire, like, two new full-times then? I see. Okay. Okay. Perfect. So just so I can submit it for the correct amount here. So with the range that I quoted you between $38,000 to $57,000, how much do you think you would need?
I mean, whatever, you know, the more they can give me, the better. That way I can get all of it done at one time.
Sure, no problem. What I'll do is I'll submit it to get you qualified for the largest amount possible, and then we can work backwards to the amount that you want,
okay,
or whatever you need, that is. And then do you have any other loans out right now?
No.
Okay, what other loans do you have?
I didn't.
Oh, you said no, okay. Have you had a working capital before, and are you familiar in how those works?
No.
Okay, cool. So how it works is basically, I want to give you like a brief highlight of it so you can understand the structure. Excuse me. So what we'll do is we'll qualify you for the largest amount possible. You decide on what you want. From that amount, what we do is we'll deposit it straight into your business checking account. And then you can use it for whatever you need. You don't really have to report to us, you know, what you used it for. So that's another plus side there. And then from that same business checking account, we do an automatic payment from it. So you don't have to write checks. You can save stamps and things like that. And then we have three payment options available depending on what you qualify for. We have daily, weekly, and monthly. And then we also, what we can do is about 50% into your loan. If you want an additional capital, we can refi the remaining balance, and they also get you additional capital on top.
Okay. And do you guys report to credit union as well?
You mean like a UCC filing? Yes, there will be a UCC filing, but the good thing is the loan itself will not go on your personal credit. It will go on your business credit. So it's not going to affect your like debt-to-income ratio, so your personal life won't be affected by a business loan.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Sound like something that's, be good for you?
Yes.
Okay, cool. Sounds good. So, and also, how would you rate your credit? Our national average about 680-ish. Do you think you're around that ballpark, or are you think below or above that?
I believe it's below.
Below? Okay. Like around 650, 600, 500?
It's in the high five, low six.
Okay. So it's a little low, but we can still work with it. We have a lot of different programs, so... okay, so what we can do right now is I'll send over the application. What I'll need is just the application, which is a 1.5 page, just personal information, business information, and also just need January to June full bank statement, business bank statement, and then most recent tax return.
Okay, I'd have to get all that together. In the process of moving, so all that's packed up.
Oh, I see. Okay. If you have online online banking, usually you could just download it in PDF format, and you could just forward it over if you have that feature.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then also, when your customers pay you, do you generally do credit cards, or do they pay you by check or cash?
All of it.
Credit cards. Okay, cool. So our loan is primarily based on sales. So what we can do is to strengthen your file. is we'll just I'll take a look at your 4 months of merchant statements too. So from May, so from March to June, merchant statements, the credit card processing to show the cash flow there.
Okay.
Okay. Perfect. So I'll put it on an email, just you know, just in case you forget one or two items here and there. And then, do you know when you might? I know you said everything's packed up or whatever, but do you know when you might be able to get everything into me?
It should be by Monday.
Monday? Okay. Sounds good. And then what's your email?
It's my name, Sheila Siegel, at yahoo.com.
I had your... sorry, what was that, Tila?
It's Siegel, S-T-E-A-G-A-L-L.
G-A-L-L. At?
Yahoo.com.
Yahoo. Okay. Okay, I just want to make sure I got it spelled correctly here. T-I-L-A-S, what was this? S-L-E-A-G-A-L-L?
It's S-T-E-A-G-A-L-L.
S-T-E-A-G-A-L, okay. S-T-E-A-G-A-L-L at yahoo.com. Perfect. So I'll go ahead and send this over to you, and then we can follow up on Monday. Do you have any other questions for me while I'm still on the line?
Nope, that's it.
Okay, perfect. All right, I look forward to working with you then. Talk
All right.
to you on Monday. Mm-hmm.
All
Bye.
Right.